Hello, I am Ian DeBay, and this is The Good System, the podcast where we build the vision of a good system for the whole planet and every single human being. And also how we bring the system to reality, step by step. Ooh, baby! And with that, we are already in the middle of this episode. Today, it is about how we build a system to build the system. Step by step. Ooh, baby! With goals, tasks, and reviews. Before we can build the vision of the whole planet, we need to step down to the smallest element of the system. You and me and every other human being in the world. As you heard in the pilot episode of this podcast, which aired at the same time as this episode, the link is in the show notes, I told you that my personal system failed. I needed to fall low to get my things together and try to fix my personal system. My blog, link in the show notes, and this podcast are part of my steps to fix it. This episode is about how I try to make a better system for myself and why this is significant for fixing the global system. First, we need to get our life in order before we can fix the global system. That doesn't mean we need to solve all of our personal problems. Furthermore, we just need to have a vision of ourselves and which part we play in the movie called Life on Earth, so we can vision a good system. Before we can build the future, we need to go into the past. And since there's nobody else in front of the microphone, in my past. By the way, this will be the most personal episode ever, which is easy because it's the first episode besides the pilot. The last few years were hard on all of us. Pandemic, climate crisis, wars, the rise of fascism, just to name some buzzwords. Like for the most of us, my life has fallen apart. But how did my life get derailed? This will be a long answer. Like in therapy, we have to go back to my childhood. I was alone a lot in my teenage years. Both my parents had jobs. My siblings were older and not at home this much. My school and friends were on the other side of the city, because we just moved to the city and had to register at a school before we knew where we will live. Being all alone, television became my best friend and mentor. That's why I wanted to work on television or be a filmmaker. At the age of 17, I attended a movie workshop for teens. It was great. From this day on, I was sure I wanted to make movies. I did the entrance exam for the Vienna Film Academy, and I failed. In retrospective, rightful so. The movies I made were bad, because I was lazy, afraid, and had no idea what I did, which was to become a pattern in my life. I studied film and media studies. I did some video and movie projects during university, but nothing big. Furthermore, I also started a YouTube channel and a blog, and tried to make my own TV show on an open TV channel, but everything failed. After university, I got self-employed with a website / blog. But starting a family put an end to this. And to be honest, even if I hadn't become a father, I am sure the project would have failed because I am lazy, afraid, and have no idea what I do. All the time, since 2006, I had the same job. It started as a side hustle during university. It eventually became my real job. And soon after that, I started hating it. At first, it was a chill and easy work, and I had a good time with my colleagues who became friends. I even started working with some of them for a website where I made videos and wrote articles. But you guessed it, I quit that job and kept the bad one, which happened several times. And all because I was afraid and lazy. The chill and easy job became boring, Many of my colleagues are now in a better place, also known as they have another job. I was still in the old place and I hated it even more. 2019, I started a new attempt of becoming a YouTuber. I bought an expensive computer, the whole Adobe suite, and made some videos. Then COVID came along. As the worldwide pandemic completely unexpected hit Austria, the country went into lockdown. At first, it was super stressful. My wife has a systemically relevant job and can't do home office. So I worked and took care of my child at the same time, as many others did. Then luckily I went to short-time work and kindergarten opened again. I thought that's my chance. I had time and wanted to go all in. And I kind of did. I still had my YouTube channel. I started a daily podcast, but only did a few episodes because I didn't have to say anything. And unlike most other people, this stopped me from moving on. And now I start a new podcast and still have nothing to say. Or do I? The podcast and the YouTube channel weren't enough. And so I made a second YouTube channel and did short videos. This time I wasn't lazy and I had an idea about what I did. My videos did okay. Not great, but okay. Then I became father for the second time. I worked full hours again, but I had a plan. On parental leave, I wanted to search for a new job or be a full-time content creator. A few days after my parental leave started, my whole family got COVID. It took us more than 2.5 years to recover from it. Nobody had to go to the hospital. But since then, we were sick all the time. My mental health suffered a lot. I wasn't used to be sick that often, and I hadn't the time or the energy to find a new job. So I had to go back to the one I hate. Having sick children, being sick all the time, and working at a job I hate wasn't good for my mental and physical health. And because of COVID, my wife and I couldn't ask someone else to look after our kids when they were sick. So one of us took care of the kids half the day, while the other one worked, and then vice versa. This wasn't a great time for our partnership as well. I got depressed, and finally had to go to therapy to get along with my life. My mental health slowly got better, but I didn't take care of my body. I ate bad food, didn't do any sport, had a lot of stress and high blood pressure. On December 1st, 2023, I had chest pain and my left arm went numb. Heart attack came to my mind. Luckily, it was only a heart inflammation. But for me, it was enough. I had to change my life. For once, fear should be my empowerment and not my brakeman. Now, I want to do it right. I analyzed my situation and I think I know why I always failed. Yes, it was laziness, fear and ignorance, but these were only the symptoms. My bigger problem was I did not have a vision, goals or plans. I did not have a system. This is what I started to build nearly a year ago. I am still working on it, as I will do the rest of my life. It's not only about my personal system, but also about a global system. And the latter is the protagonist of this podcast. I read books and watched videos about productivity. And while there are a lot of pseudo-productivity influencer gurus out there, I found some good advices. It's not the first time I looked into productivity. I always wanted to have a solution for my problem, which I thought could be an app or something similar. I also heard about visualizing who you want to be and working toward it. But I was reluctant to do that because it sounded cheesy and esoteric, and I didn't want to do it. I also heard of James Clear before, the author of Atomic Habits, but it sounded too esoteric to me, so I didn't really look into it. The same goes for August Bradley, a system thinker and Notion guru. I tried Notion for a good amount of time. It has potential, but it isn't for me because you need so much time to build it, and I don't have that time. But Bradley got me into system thinking. But it wasn't until I stumbled upon Alexis Kingsley on YouTube. I recognized James Clear could be a help for me. I was searching again for something that could help out of my misery, and Kingsley explained it in a way even I understood it. So, I bought the book Atomic Habits, and yes, for me it is a big help. By the way, I post the video and the book in the show notes. There is nothing exceptionally new in the book, but James Clear summarizes everything very good and makes the obvious clear, pun intended. My conclusion doesn't come from the book alone. It is a conglomeration of different sources I came across all these years. And this is, for me, my system. It doesn't necessarily have to fit you. First, I visualized who I want to be and where I want to be in 10 years. This takes time, and it isn't a one-time thing, because one essential part of this system is reviews. By the way, I have a monthly review newsletter and podcast. Links, you guessed right, are in the show notes. Due to the process of visualizing, you review it over and over again, because things change. Life is full of surprises and priorities may shift. Repeating it takes you to the essential core of who you are and who you need to be. Here I use the analogies of script writing, where the protagonist often has a want but doesn't know his need, which he, she often recognizes at the end of the movie, play or book. But we don't want to wait for the end of our movie. Having a vision is the most important thing. It motivates you. It keeps you on track and helps you to make decisions. If you want to see it in a philosophical or spiritual way, it gives you meaning of life. I guess I recognized it before. That's why I was so reluctant. But it is nothing religious or esoteric. It's psychological and philosophical, and that's more my territory. When I had the vision, I set goals. I started with what I wanted to have reached in 5 years to come closer to my vision of myself. Then I broke it down to 1 year, to every quarter, every month, week and day. The tasks got smaller with every step. The daily tasks are as small as they can get, and every task has the purpose to get me a tiny step closer to become my vision. Goals are like the steps you need to take to reach your final destination. If you've finished one, the next one starts immediately. It is important to have SMART goals. Not SMART, but S-M-A-R-T, which stands for specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-bound. That's necessary to reach the goal in a systemic way. Tasks and goals are one element. As the title of James Clear's book suggests, habits are another, maybe an even more important part. Habits and routines are actions you don't think about. You just do them. And you do them because they serve your identity. If you want to change the way you live, you need to change your habits. That is not always easy. So you also break them down into tiny parts. For example, you don't make it a habit to sport in the morning, but you make it a habit to prepare the mat on the floor. The exercises are extra, because it is easy to lay down the mat, and if you have done that, you feel stupid to not doing exercises. Or you just be happy you fulfilled your task. And what is wrong about being happy laying a mat on the floor? Especially if you are a professional assassin and you just killed a guy called Matt and now you get a lot of money. Since I also needed to get healthier, I started with morning sport. First, I only did 1 minute and I only did some very low-key exercises. These exercises didn't do anything good for my health per se. They only helped to get used to the sport in the morning. I was slowly enhancing the exercises and expanding the minutes until I went on health retreat and was forced to do more. I don't have any specific health goals, but I imagine myself as a healthy person and sport is part of a healthy lifestyle. And this is what I am doing. But this podcast isn't about my personal health. This would be rather boring. It's about systems. So how does my personal system interchange with the global one? I want to be a writer, a creator, maybe even a visionary. And this podcast, beside my blog, is one of my tools to be that. I write and talk about how we can make the system we live in a better one. I don't know it yet, but we will find out. If we want to fix the global system, we need to start small. And the smallest part in the world is yourself. When you have a good personal system, which is sustainable in any possible way, it's your contribution to a good, sustainable and social global system. Visualize who you want to be and what you need to do to reach this vision. Break the plan into very small steps and follow it. Internalize the habits you need to reach your vision. You may need to adapt on your way and maybe your vision changes. That's okay. Review every step and change the following ones if needed. Maybe you are already the person you want to be. Congratulations. This is great. You are already part of the solution. Visualizing and realizing a global system is completely different to the personal one. The structure may be similar, but the prosecution is different. So how can we structure the path to a better system? Similar to the personal system, the first step for a global system is to build a vision. Doing so for a global system is even more complex to elaborate than for a personal one. Who had thought this? But this complexity is the main difference between personal and global. For the vision of yourself, who you want to be, you have to get into as much detail as possible. The more specific you are, the better, because it becomes easy to determine the steps you need to take to become your vision. For a global system, the vision needs to be as broad and as simple as possible. It is complex to do this right, and there will always be trade-offs. There are billions of people on the earth. Each one has a different vision for themselves, and everyone has different ideas for the planet. Not every idea is good for mankind or the planet, but there are also several good ways to make the vision of a good global system reality. To integrate all the good ideas, the vision doesn't need to be too specific. The advantage is we maybe don't even have to form the vision completely by ourselves. We are not the first and maybe not even the last generation of mankind. Many of our forefathers and mothers have thought about how to make the world a better place. And they came up, for example, with the human rights. The history of human rights is long and the field is broad. Because this podcast is about a global system, another thesis about human rights, I will only briefly address the topic. And I will only focus on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But human rights are so important, they deserve their own episodes. On December 10, 1948, the United Nations General Assembly accepted the draft of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It is a preamble and 30 articles divided into several sections. The first two established the basic concepts of dignity, liberty, and equality, and are therefore the most relevant for us right now. As always, the beginning is a very good point to start. So this is the first article of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Quote, "All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason, conscience, and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood." Unquote. This is a great thing to visualize and to work for. In a good system, everyone has to be free, equal at birth. It doesn't matter who you are and where you come from. This article is already implemented in many constitutions worldwide in one form or another. But it's not reality. It is pure luck in which country you are born. And even when you were born in a wealthy, peaceful country, you are treated different depending on your gender, race, fortune, and other statuses mentioned in Article 2. Quote, "Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Furthermore, no distinction shall be made on the basis of the political, jurisdictional, or international status of the country or territory to which a person belongs, whether it be independent, trust, non-self-governing, or under any other limitation of sovereignty." Unquote. A reason the global system isn't working is because we betray our own principles. We need to change this. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is not perfect for our cause, but it's the best we have. For example, how the declaration uses nation, family, democracy will be discussed in the future. Also, the lack of mentioning climate and environment is problematic, but has been issued at COP21. But at the core, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a great orientation for a good global system. We need to bear in mind the time and situation the declaration has written and updated, because nothing is final. Everything changes and develops, and we need to adapt. The good system we are about to build also needs to be reviewed and adapted all the time. Like your personal system. For our vision of the good global system, it is not important how we make the theory reality. For now, we're visioning that everyone is equal and free and that there is no discrimination, at least by the system itself. Further, the system in our vision provides everyone enough food, somewhere to live, healthcare, free education, free speech, and free thoughts. To guarantee a healthy and fair lifestyle for everyone, the environment and the climate are protected, because there is no good human system on a dead planetary system. The protection of our planet, and with it mankind, needs to be always on our mind, even if we do not point it out exactly. In our good system, people's basic needs are met. Nobody has to struggle to survive. This may sound like utopia, but in fact, These are all small things we can do. The list is not complete. The vision is not complete. It will develop further down the road. Also, this global vision has to be broken down in several smaller sections to define goals and how we reach them, as I will do on the following episodes. To reach the global vision, we need two very essential characteristics: the willingness to compromise and patience. Two things modern societies are not known for, but maybe this is one of the reasons why the existing system is broken. For sure, it's part of why my personal system is broken, because I lack both virtues. It's a long way to go. There are millions of tiny steps we need to take. It seems overwhelming, but we are many, and together we can do it. Just visualize it. If you're interested in system change and how a good system could look like, subscribe to my podcast, and if you can and want, leave a rating or even a review. This will help me a lot. By the way, this podcast is also available on YouTube. If you are already watching it on YouTube, subscribe to the channel and activate the bell so you get a reminder when a new episode is online. Also, check out my blog, where I write about these topics, and you can find the links to my social media profiles. Thank you for listening. Till next time, yours, Ian DeBay.